Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Okay, so we're back. Part two of our three-part little mini-series around hiring a podcast editor. Today we're going to be talking about communication mastery. Easy for me to say. A key trait of exceptional podcast editors. Three-part series last time. If you haven't heard part one, we talked about unlocking success, your guide to qualities every podcast editor should have. So we talked about a few things there, and hopefully you've heard that episode. If not, pause, go back and listen to that. And we're here to help you to find your next podcast editor or how you can be a better podcast editor by following these three little mini episodes, kicking off the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. I am the host of 8 different podcasts, including this one. And I would love for you to check out everything that we do over at truemediasolutions.ca. So I'm in Canada, and that .ca is a Canadian website, truemediasolutions.ca. I would love for you to check out all the podcast stuff that we have going on over there. So today we're going to be looking at hiring a podcast editor, and it's all around communication. Something that we really need a lot of when we're hiring somebody or we're being a podcast editor. How we communicate to each other will save the day. So a few things that will help you to find and secure the best, greatest podcast editor. It's all about brilliance with how they craft their work and how they do what they do and how they show up in the world of podcasting. So when you're looking for a podcast editor or you want to be a better podcast editor, one of the key traits that a great editor has is creative editing skills. All aspects of editing is very subjective, and it is a skill. It's a talent. It's an ability. It's like playing an instrument. The more you edit, the longer you've been editing, the more practice you have, the more you can provide a great service to your clients, your customers, and other podcasters, just by what you know and how you do what you do. It's like a skill, a talent, something that is uniquely yours and is built on your education, your knowledge, and your wisdom, and your practice. So there's some interesting questions that you can ask to a podcast editor that can help you decide if this editor is the right one for you. One would be like asking them, what is your approach to storytelling through the editing process? Now, great editing won't bring attention to the editor. It'll bring attention to the content and to you as a host. So as your editor goes through your content and as your editor does their work behind the scenes, what you get back as a podcast host should be something amazing, unique, and creative that, again, brings in your vibe, what you're trying to do with your podcast, and gives your listeners something exciting to listen to. Another question you can ask a potential editor or ask yourself is, give me an example of a challenging edit you successfully executed. So an example from my past, I love going through Facebook groups and talking with people and answering editing questions. And I had somebody say in a Facebook group for editors, something along the lines of, there's this loud ticking noise in my podcast recording. I've done a recording with 3 other people, so there's 4 voices, 4 tracks, and I think it's an internet issue. So people were throwing all kinds of, well, use this app or use this program or subscribe to this thing or throw it into script, all these things. And I just said, how about I listen to it and see if I can help you? And I did it for free. And now I have a new friend. And what happened was I got all the files for the 4 different recordings, threw them into my Audacity software that I use, that I'm recording with right now. And I was able to look at each of the four tracks, isolate each of them and look at them. And I didn't see any of the spikes in any of the guest tracks, only in the host track. So then I noticed that the clicking noises, they weren't an internet issue. They always happened just before and just after the host spoke. Which made me wonder a little bit, what's going on here? Why is there a clicking noise just before they speak and just after they speak? So I sent them a message back and explained, and I fixed all the clicks that were happening before and after the host was speaking. And I said to them, what are you doing as a host? Because whatever you're doing just before you speak or just after you speak is the issue. It's not internet connection. And they said, well, actually, I'm turning my mic on and off with a little switch on the side of my microphone. And there was the problem. Now, yes, you can find a software that can isolate that and remove it, but it doesn't fix it going forward. Having human ears and someone who knows what they're doing to isolate the issue and recorrect bad behavior, now you have a solution for your next episodes in the future. And she doesn't have to worry about it. So instead, she switched instead of muting on her mic to muting on her software. On the screen, with one click of a mouse, she could mute herself without touching the mic. Simple, right? But if you trust a AI solution or something else to do this for you and just fix it going forward, why not just fix it for the future and isolate it, figure it out, and work with somebody who knows what they're doing so that you don't have to that problem in the future that frustrates you. Save yourself some money and time. Another part of being a great podcast editor is your communication skills, which we kind of touched on already. It's really important to have effective communication between the podcaster and the editor. And what that looks like. What does the podcaster need? What makes them feel comfortable? What level of communication? And what makes the editor feel comfortable? What level suits them? Do we need to be in DMs talking back and forth? Or can we meet once a month? Do we need to talk about every episode? Do we need to have a recap? Do we need to have a review of what we just done? What works well for you, and have that conversation early on in your relationship with your podcast editor or with your podcast host. Some questions to ask around communication skills and style. How do you ensure clear communication between parties? So whose expectation is what? Who owes what to what person and when? Timelines. So that one person's not waiting for someone else. And remove all assumptions by having a great conversation. Know who's responsible for what part of the process so that everybody can meet the objectives without frustrating any of the parties involved. Another question you can bring up in your conversation with an editor is, how do you handle feedback, revision requests, and changes? So as an editor, I do my work. I make my assumptions based on all of the learnings I have with my podcast hosts that I'm working with. We have a conversation. We have a friendship. I understand because they've just defined for me what good looks like in their eyes and in their ears. So I'm working on their level, on what they've communicated to me. But not everything is always a hit. And there may be things that I miss. Again, all of us involved do not know what we do not know. So there might be a situation happen where I might miss something as an editor. My podcaster might miss something as a podcast host. There could be a little breakdown in communication. So how do we handle feedback and revisions? Is there a cost to redoing an episode? How many changes can I make? All these things need to be ironed out at the very beginning, early on in your relationship with your podcast host and your podcast editor. Another thing to talk about is just meeting deadlines. Everybody works within deadlines. Our podcaster wants their episode to go out on Monday morning at 6 a.m. So we have that time frame. And then we have to talk about things like getting late files. So where we normally would get our file on a Wednesday to give us time to do all the edits and get it back to the host before the Monday morning release. What happens if on a Sunday afternoon, the editor finally gets the edits to do on the show? That's a short window of time, and they might be out of the town. They might not be able to meet that. So all that kind of information needs to happen at the beginning. Some questions asked around here. How do you manage multiple projects and deadlines? For the most part, as podcast hosts, you're going to be reaching out to podcast editors that have more than one show that they work on. So your podcast needs to fit into their week and around the other commitments they've already made to other podcasters. And don't be under the assumption that your podcast editor is only working for you and that's it. Unless you're paying them a lot of money so that they can quit their job and serve you full time. For the most part, many of us as editors have multiple shows that we work on in addition to maybe our own show as well. So how do you manage multiple projects and deadlines? Great question to ask your editor. Another one, can you share experience where you had to meet a tight editing deadline? That's a great question that you can bring up to your editor and find out how they work under pressure. And as much as possible, try not to put that pressure on your editor in the future. One last thing to talk about is just the attention to detail. Being meticulous in editing and attention to detail will bring you back a great episode that you will be proud of as an editor and your host will be proud to promote to their audience. And some specific questions ask your editor in and around your attention to detail and your level of what you think is good. How do you ensure the accuracy of the content and eliminate errors? What's your measuring stick? What does good look like to you as an editor? What does good look like to you as a host? And what steps do you take to maintain consistency in audio quality? The one thing that you will need to do when you find an editor is find somebody who's very good at doing the same thing repetitively, the same steps, so that one episode doesn't sound completely different to the next episode. There should be some consistency for your listener. Imagine your podcast listener listening to multiple episodes in a row. Are they dramatically different from episode to episode? High volume levels, low volume levels. Hard to understand, super crisp and clean. No gaps, big gaps between words. Like, there should be a consistency and a feel all the way through your episodes that makes your listener feel comfortable and in the right place because they're used to your feel of your show, the sound of your show. And a good editor is going to ensure that your podcast sounds consistent over time. So that's some ideas just around the idea of your podcast editor and you're working with them because you need to find this editor and secure a great relationship right from the beginning. By managing your communication style and how you do what you do with your host and with your editor, you will find and secure an exceptional podcast editor. And editors, you will find and secure a great podcast host to work with. Thanks for listening to the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Really appreciate you being here. We have our last in our mini-series coming up. What we're going to be talking about next is hiring your podcast editor, some red flags and some green lights, what to avoid in a podcast editor coming up next. Here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Take care. Hey, thanks for being here for the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Again, if you're looking for support for your podcast editing, head over to truemediasolutions.ca. Would love to talk to you there. Great episodes coming up here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.